This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to high school basketball on a wet Wednesday evening as we continue our live coverage of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. I'm Terry Toth coming to you from Carlinville High School and our second game of the boys' session. The first one completed just moments ago found Bunker Hill beating Mount Olive 61-29. So in green pool play, Bunker Hill and Mount Olive both finished with records of 1-2. This pool game is from the red division where Carlinville takes on Gillespie. Both of these teams are looking for their first win in pool play this year. The Miners come in with a record of 4 wins, 7 losses. Cavaliers are 1-10 on the season. Miners are the visiting team, and they are dressed in their orange road uniforms, trimmed out in the white and the black. And let's get the starters for you. For Coach Terry Allen and the Gillespie Miners, Trey Wargo, a 5'8 senior. Joey Balzerain, a 5'10 senior. Zach Morris, a 6-foot senior. Austin Peterson, a 6-foot senior. And Jonathan Griffle, a 6'4 senior. So it's going to be Wargo, Balzerain, Morris, Peterson, and Griffle for the Miners. Cavaliers are coached by Mike Rigoni. And this is the Carlinville starting lineup, same lineup we've seen here. After the Cavs have gotten some injured people back, Josh Carndiff, a 5'11 senior, along with Brad Wise, a 5'9 senior, Brendan Stewart, a 6-foot sophomore, Kyle Kleeman, a 6'2 sophomore, and Adelmo Marcuri, a 5'11 sophomore. So it's Carndiff, Wise, Stewart, Kleeman, and Marcuri for the Cavaliers. Cavs in their home white uniforms, trimmed out in the red and the blue. It's Carlinville, it's Gillespie. That means it's usually probably a pretty good ball game. We'll come back with a tip right after these messages.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at DrummondLawLLC.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Back here at Carlinville High School in the girls' portion of the tournament completed earlier today in the seventh-place game, the Lady Cavaliers beat Roxana 54-39. And in the fifth-place game, Nokomis defeated Gillespie 65-43. Yet to be played in the gals' division, the third-place game at noon tomorrow. And then, of course, the girls' championship at 6:30 between Staunton and Litchfield, a game you'll hear tomorrow night on FM 106. Kyle Kleeman jumping center for Carlinville, Jonathan Griffle for Gillespie. Cavaliers going from our left to our right, and the opening tip is controlled by Gillespie, and here we go, boys and girls, first of three tonight from the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Trey Wargo with the basketball out front, steps into the front court to Griffle out high, then a little pass off to Peterson. Now the ball back out front to Wargo, his pass deflected away, and Trey has to chase it down near midcourt. They go inside to Griffle, a turnaround 10-footer, good. And Jonathan gets the Miners on the board, 2-0. 7.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Back come the Cavaliers. Now in front, Josh Carndiff to the right side. He hits Kyle Kleeman. A bounce pass into Brad Wise. A quick turnaround 10-footer is good. Brad Wise ties his game up at 2. We played 40 seconds here in the opening quarter. Cavaliers come with full court pressure. A bounce pass for the Miners. Gets the ball into Trey Wargo. He comes to the top of the key. Flips the ball around to Balzerain. He'll launch the three ball. It's around and out. And Kleeman the rebound for Carlinville. Carndiff will bring it into the front court. We're tied at 2. A minute into the first quarter. Here's Carndiff, an off-balance shot. He goes tumbling out of bounds. Ball didn't draw any iron. Here come the Miners with the basketball. Wargo into the front court. Gives it off to Balzerain. Back around the perimeter. Off to the far side. They go to Peterson. He banks it off the glass. That didn't draw any iron. And the Cavaliers come away with the rebound. Here's Marcuri feeding down the lane to Brendan Stewart. He banks the shot off the glass. No good. He'll be at the line for a couple for the Cavaliers. Now that time, I believe it's going to be on Peterson. That is going to be his first, team's first for Gillespie. And Brendan Stewart will be at the line to shoot 2 for the Cavaliers. This game tied up at 2 here in the early going. First toss is good after hanging on the back of the rim for a second or two and then falling through. And the Cavs have a 3-2 lead. And the next toss is around and out. Riffle grabs the rebound from the Miners, and we come back the other direction. There's Wargo on the dribble. He's double-teamed in the backcourt. They get the ball ahead to Balzerine. Now he's double-teamed in the backcourt, and a foul called against the Cavaliers' Brad Wise. Wise gets his first, team's first, out of bounds for the Miners near midcourt. Carlinville leading 3-2 here in the early going. We played 90 seconds here in the opening quarter. There's Balzerine around the right side of the key. Out on the wing to Zach Morris. Tries to feed Griffle inside. The pass was not very good. Miners turn it over. Here come the Cavaliers on the fly. Mark Curry across to Carnda. How about a three from Josh? This one's short. Picked up off the floor by Wargo. Trey collides with one of the Cavaliers and loses the basketball. Cavaliers pick it up. There's Brad Wise back to Carnda. The Cavs reset. Must be in a man-to-man defense. Out front to Wise. Now the ball knocked away by Zach Morris of Gillespie. Zach has trouble holding on to the ball. Big scramble for it. Jump ball. And it's going to belong to the Cavaliers, so the Miners end up turning it over for the third time tonight. 5:50 remaining here in the opening quarter. First of three tonight on the radio. If you're looking for the Illini broadcast, that's on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. The Texas Bowl going on right now. And the Illinois-Iowa basketball game, about 8 o'clock tonight on the Ox. Here's Carnda, jumper from the elbow, good. Josh has his first bucket tonight. Cavies up by three, 5-2. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Peterson with the ball. Gives back to Balzerine. Down to Zach Morris. Backdoor pass to Griffle. Jonathan banks it off the glass and in. And John has all 4 points for the Miners. A 5-4 Cavie lead. Here's Wise feeding off to Stewart. And a two-shot foul coming up for Brendan Stewart. And the foul called against the Miners. This could be against Peterson again. That's going to be his second. Team second. And two more free throws for Brendan Stewart of Carlinville. Cavies have a one-point advantage here in the early going. This free throw is short. And off the bench comes Luke Davis and Barry Stewart as Adelmo Marcuri comes off and Brad Wise comes off. Barry Stewart, the 5'10 freshman. Luke Davis, the 6-foot junior for the Cavies. Meanwhile, Brendan Stewart hits the second free throw attempt. He's got 2 points tonight. Cavaliers have a 2-point lead at 6-4. 5:16 to go in the opening quarter. Here come the Cavies again with pressure all over the court. Wargo with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Peterson. They're still in the back court. Now into the front court. Wargo, top of the key. Off to Griffle, down on the low block. Jonathan spins, puts it up, no good. And a foul on the floor. It's going to be out of bounds for the Miners. And Carndiff called for the push. That's Josh's. No, they're going to call this against Gillespie, apparently, against Zach Morris. So it's a three on the other side. So the foul's on Zach Morris, his first, team's third. That goes as the fourth Gillespie turnover. And now a layup attempt, and the ball gets stuck between the backboard and the rim. And that's a jump ball, and that's going to give it to Gillespie. You see that a lot more in girls' basketball with the smaller basketball. And just every once in a while in boys. Long pass to midcourt to Griffle for the Miners. Jonathan into the corner. Morris open for the baseline jumper. He overshot everything. The Miners keep it in play, but they hand it right to Brendan Stewart of Carlinville. Brendan into the front court. Ahead it comes to Kyle Kleeman. He'll bank it off the glass. No good. Rebound Trey Wargo for Gillespie. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Carlinville with a 6-4 lead. Gillespie with the ball. Now a three for the lead. Good! There's Peterson putting home the three. And the Miners now lead 7-6. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Cavaliers back on the attack. Out front, it comes to Luke Davis. He's hounded out there by Peterson. Peterson already got a couple of fouls there in the early going. Here's Davis. He lost his dribble, needs some help. Off to Brendan Stewart. Brendan gives the ball to Barry Stewart. Cavaliers try to reset. Here's Stewart down the right side. Almost had his pocket picked. Gives it off to Brendan Stewart. Brendan looks around, puts it on the floor, backs in against Griffle, now spins to his left, puts up the 15-footer, no good. Rebound Luke Davis underneath. He fakes again, goes up, and he's called for traveling. One too many head fakes in there, and turnover number one by the Cavaliers. Off the bench, Dane Benty, a 6'5 senior for Carlinville. He's going to replace Brendan Stewart. A 7-6 Gillespie lead, 3:46 to go here in the opening quarter. And a long pass into Griffle. They go right underneath to Morris, and they didn't put it on the ball. They put the ball on the floor once, and the Miners get the quick bucket. 9-6 Gillespie with a 3-point advantage. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Now the Miners tap the ball away and make the steal. Griffle comes up with the loose ball, gives it off to Wargo. Gillespie back into the front court. Wargo down the edge of the lane, traveled. Turnover number five. I think Trey got halfway down the lane. He was ready to pick up his dribble and found that there was nobody to pass it to. So the ball goes back to Carlinville. Cavies trail by three with 3:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Davis off to Kleeman. Kyle, a nice move down the lane on the left side of the lane. He banks it off the glass and missed it, so he'll be at the line for a couple. And the foul that time is going to be called against Zach Morris. That's going to be his second, team's fourth for Gillespie. And at the charity stripe, Kyle Kleeman to shoot two for Carlinville. Kyle misses the first attempt, so the score remains Gillespie 9, Carlinville 6. Josh Carndiff is out. Here comes Jake Coleman, a 5'8 sophomore in for the Cavaliers. Next toss by Kleeman is good. Kyle's first point, 9-7 is the Gillespie lead. Miners have Peterson get the ball into Trey Wargo in the backcourt. Wargo on the dribble. Hounded out there by Jake Coleman. Back across to Peterson. Now into the front court. Zach Morris, right corner. Back out to Peterson. Austin, a long three. Around and out. No good. Rebound Kyle Kleeman for Carlinville. Cavies could tie it or take the lead with a three. Just under 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. There's Coleman lobbing the ball off on the wing to Dane Benty. He drives the baseline, and now we have a pushing foul on Jonathan Griffle of Gillespie. Griffle gets his first, team's fifth, out of bounds for the Cavaliers on the baseline. Brendan Stewart waiting to check back in for Carlinville. As Kyle Kleeman will get a break. A 9-7 lead for Gillespie. 2:43 to go, opening quarter. Carlinville with a basketball. Benty back out front into the corner. Barry Stewart a three. Around and out, no good. Tipped a couple of times. Who's got it? Luke Davis had it. Had it tipped away. He comes up with it again. Now he's tripped. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Zach Morris. And if that's the case, that's going to be his third. Zach Morris does pick up his third personal foul for the Miners, the sixth team foul. So he's out of the ball game, and Jesse Smith will come in. Smith is a junior. So some early foul trouble. Here's a lob right in underneath to Benty. He missed the shot from about 6 feet away. Ends up on his rear end. He got clobbered in the lane that time. And back come the Miners with a basketball. 2:20 to go. Here's Smith down on the baseline to Griffle. Now stuck in the right corner. Jonathan drives the baseline. Feeds across. Back out front. Wargo straight on with the three. No good. Chased into the corner. Picked up by Bowsery. Joe double teamed in the corner. Needs some help. Fires it back out. The pass is deflected. Wargo's there to pick it up, and now we're going to have a reach-in foul, I think, on Luke Davis of Carlinville. And Luke will get his first. That'll be the team's second. Out of bounds for the Miners with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and the Miners leading 9-7. Neither team has scored much here in the last couple minutes of play. Here's Peterson, left corner for Gillespie. Out to Wargo. Around to the right side of the key, off to Joey Balzerain. Balzerain now to Jesse Smith along the right sideline. Boy, the Cavaliers do a great job of moving their feet defensively and trying to run a trap and get the ball. And the man with the ball trapped along the sidelines or the back midcourt stripe. Always have their hands up. Here's a long three up, no good by Balzerain. The ball poked around. Barry Stewart with it. Cavies have numbers. Across to Davis. Down the lane. Puts it up and in. Luke Davis, his first bucket tonight. We are tied at 9. 72 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Miners with a basketball. Earlier today, Bunker Hill beat Mount Olive 61-29 in our first boys game. And now a long pass deflected. Out of play by Carlinville. So the Miners will get it on their baseline with 62 seconds remaining. Off the bench comes Nick Evans for Carlinville. And Griffle will leave, and in comes Michael Bussman. Leaving for Carlinville will be Dane Benty. So the Miners inbound the basketball. Here's Balzerain, right wing. Free throw line extended. Back out front to Wargo. Peterson now, left side of the key. Out to Wargo. Balzerain looking in for the lob to Bussman. Not open. Now goes to the corner. Wargo a three. Overshot everything. Luke Davis gets it for the Cavaliers. 43 seconds to go in the opening quarter. We are tied at 9. Carlinville with the basketball. Off on the wing to Barry Stewart. Stewart picks up his dribble, goes back door to Jake Pullman, and that ball skipped underneath Jake's hands and went out of bounds. Turnover number 3 by the Cavaliers. So a half a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Coming up after this game, Litchfield and Lincolnwood, two teams that are undefeated in pool play. So the winner there will go to the championship tomorrow night from that particular pool. 9-9 the score. Gillespie with the basketball. Here's Jesse Smith right underneath. He is fouled, and he'll be at the line to shoot two. And it looks like Nick Evans got him. Evans gets his first, team's third for Carlinville. And Smith will shoot two for Gillespie. Miners 9, Cavies 9, 19.8 seconds to go first quarter. Free throw by Smith is short. Here comes Kyle Kleeman back in for Carlinville, replacing Luke Davis. And Joey Balzerain heads to the bench for Gillespie, and Eric Edwards will come in. Meanwhile, Jesse Smith will be at the line to shoot a second free throw. This one is on the money. His first point of the night. Miners lead 10-9. 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Cavies get the ball back. Here's Pullman into the front court along the right sideline. Back out to Barry Stewart. He looks for a cutter. Now a bounce pass down low along the side of the lane to Nick Evans out of Nick's reach, and turnover number 4 by the Cavaliers. Mr. Mize is in the building.
Look out.
Watch out. We'll warn the hospitality room. Tim's here. 10-9, the lead for the Miners. 7 seconds to go. Miners with the ball in the backcourt. Peterson now a long pass to the front court. And there's a long shot by Busman, picked up by Smith, who put it up from right underneath at the buzzer, and it didn't fall. So at the end of the first 8 minutes of play, your score. The Gillespie Miners 10, the Carlinville Cavaliers 9. Back with second quarter action in 60 seconds.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, products, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Bunnell. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
Madison Communications is offering warm winter savings now through January 21st. Add or upgrade any new Madison service and get free activation. Plus, you can receive free installation and free equipment on many new services with a price protection guarantee. Don't miss this seasonal offer. Call 1-800-422-4848 today to order.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM 106.1.
Carlinville with the basketball as we begin the second quarter of play as the Cavaliers trail 10-9. Out front, here's Kleeman, a head fake. He drives down the edge of the lane and is fouled as he went up for the shot. And Kleeman will be at the line for a couple for the Cavaliers. And the foul that time on Peterson. Now Austin Peterson picks up his third for Carlinville. And that's the seventh team foul, so it should be the one-and-one for the Cavies. And that will be the case for Kyle Kleeman, who I thought he was shooting. But apparently not. So they're going to give Kleeman the one in bonus. Peterson picked up his third personal foul. So he leaves the game, and Joey Balzerain comes back in, and the front end of the one and one from Kleeman is missed. Miners get the rebound. So we're just underway in the second quarter. The Cavaliers turning up the defensive pressure, had the trap on the side. But somebody bumped somebody in there, and Josh Carndiff will pick up his second personal foul, fourth team foul for the Cavaliers. Out of bounds for the Miners right at midcourt. A 10-9 Gillespie lead. We're just underway here in the second period. Here's Edwards with the basketball. He's a senior. Eric gets close to the midcourt stripe, a bounce pass ahead to Balzerain. He tries to feed down to Busman, just out of Michael's reach. Turnover number 6 by Gillespie. And the Purple Panthers are in the house. And we'll play next against the Lancers of Lincolnwood. Both 2-0 in red pool play, so the winner there will go to the championship tomorrow night. Carlinville with a basketball, trailing by a point. Here's Carndiff in the left corner. Comes back out front to Brad Wise. Down the lane he goes, pivots around, clears the ball out to Kleeman. Kleeman at the right elbow. Back out front to Mercury. Down low to Stewart. Oh, Brendan, a nice job of banking the shot off the glass. He didn't get the roll, but Kleeman tries to put back. It rolls out after hanging on the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Jesse Smith of Gillespie. I'll be darned. 7 minutes to go, first half. Miners lead 10-9, have the basketball. Here's Smith, right side, down to the baseline. 10-foot jumper doesn't go. Rebound by Brad Wise for Carlinville. Pass break, down to Stewart, layup good. Brendan Stewart with 4 points tonight. And the Cavaliers back into the lead by a point at 11-10. 6:40 to go, first half. Gillespie with the basketball, down by a point. Buxman outside the arc, right side. Out front to Bowsrain. Here's Edward, back to Bowsrain, inside the lane to Buxman, who turns, shoots, and is fouled. And Michael Buxman will be at the line to shoot two for the Miners. And that foul on Brendan Stewart of Carlinville, his first, team's fifth. And Buxman steps up to the charity stripe to shoot two for the Miners. And Michael puts it up, and good. His first point of the night ties the ball game at 11. Again, if you're looking for the Illini broadcast, it's on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. The Texas Bowl underway with the Illini and Baylor. And then the Illinois-Iowa basketball game about 8 o'clock tonight on the Ox 105.3. Next toss by Busman is good. So Michael has two. Miners lead 12-11. And here comes Busman now to the bench. And Trey Wargo re-enters the contest for Gillespie. Cavaliers facing a little pressure, a little token pressure now in the backcourt. Here's Carnduff across the midcourt stripe. Cuts back to the lane, down the lane, lays it up. Tried the reverse layup and didn't get it to fall. Griffel with the rebound for Gillespie. Gives it out to Wargo. Trey into the front court. Edwards around to the left side. Off to Court Hellman, who's checked in. Hellman's a junior for the Miners. Court wide open for the three. He shoots and no good. Carnduff picks it up off the floor for the Cavaliers. Brings it into the front court. Now at the right elbow, double pumps, puts up the fadeaway, good. Carnduff with 4 points. Cavaliers back into the lead at 13-12. 5:45 to go, first half. Gillespie with the basketball. Here's Wargo down the edge of the lane. Spins, back out to Edwards, top of the key to Hellman. Back to Eric Edwards. Wargo fakes the three. Tries to get open for the three, can't do so. Back out front to Hellman, back to Edwards, left side of the key. Back to Hellman, back to Edwards. Into the left corner for Wargo. He pulls up with a 17-footer. No good. A rebound ripped down by Brendan Stewart. And a foul over the back on Court Hellman of Gillespie. Court will get his first. That's the team's eighth, so we'll walk to the other end of the floor. And I believe Brendan Stewart will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Carlindale. A 13-12 lead for the Cavies. 5:21 to go here in the first half of play. Richfield Lincolnwood next. Staunton and Riverton. To wrap up pool play here at the tournament. A good night of basketball here at Carlindale. As this has been a rather wide open and quite frankly bizarre tournament up to this point. In some respects. First free throw attempt by Stewart is good. He now has 5 points. Cavies increase their lead to 14-12. And the next toss is off the back of the rim. No good. Court Hellman with the rebound for Gillespie. For a bounce pass to Wargo. Trey gets it into the front court, top of the key. Back to Hellman. Miners reset. Here's Edwards. Right side, free throw line extended outside the arc. Back out front to Wargo. Hellman, left side of the key. Back into the left corner to Smith. Wargo at the point. Cavies in his own defense. Bounce pass to Griffel. Jonathan down low. Muscles his way up with the shot. No good. Ball pops loose. Cavaliers try to save it, but they're out of bounds. I think Kyle Kleeman had a touch on it, but his foot was on the line. So the Miners will get the ball on the baseline. Trailing by two, 14-12. 4:49 to go, first half. As the trigger man will be Court Hellman. A bounce pass into Eric Edwards on the right side. Back to Hellman. Hellman, a bounce pass back out near midcourt to Wargo. They swing it around to the left side to Smith. Skip pass back to Hellman. Just on top of the arc. The shot good. Court Hellman ties this game up at 14. Court's first bucket tonight. 4.5 to play first half. Here's Kleeman driving in and a player control foul as Kleeman crashed in to Jesse Smith. Kleeman gets the player control foul, his first personal, sixth team foul, turnover number 5 by the Cavaliers. And now Brendan Stewart will leave and Dane Benty re-enters the Cavalier lineup. 14-14 the score. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. The Miners will get the basketball back. There's Hellman in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Edwards. He'll get it across the stripe. Now, and Cavaliers try to trap. They get the ball to Griffle. Jonathan turns, shoots, and scores. From about 12 feet out, Jonathan with 6 points. 16-14. Miners now with a two-point lead. 4:08 to go first half. Here's a dandy move by Dane Benty. He'll slide down the edge of the lane and bank it off the glass from a rather sharp angle. And that ties the game up at 16. 4 minutes to go, first half. Gillespie with the basketball. Hellman into the front court, right sideline. Down into the corner to Smith. Jesse drives in, and he is called for the player control foul as Adelmo Marcuri took the charge. Smith gets his first personal foul, ninth team foul. Turnover number 7, but on the player control foul, it's out of bounds. No shots taken, no free throws taken. So Brad Wise is out. It looks like Barry Stewart has checked back in for Carlinville. Also back in, Jake Coleman. 3:45 to go, first half. A 16-16 score. Carlinville with a basketball. Here's Coleman. Off to Barry Stewart. Had the ball poked out of his hands. And then it'll belong to the Cavaliers. On the sideline, right at the end of the Gillespie bench. Miners coached by Kerry Allen. Cavaliers coached by Mike Rigoni. Now Coach Rigoni wants to send Brendan Stewart back in and replace Kyle Kleeman. Coach Rigoni really likes the up-tempo style of play. He likes to run these guys, and he's got some athletes. He'd like to just see him run up and down the floor, fly up and down the floor. Here's a shot by Dane Benty, and I think this foul may have been on the floor first. A blocking foul on Griffle. And that'll be Jonathan's second, team's 10th. So it's going to be two shots either way. As Benty will be at the line to shoot two for the Cavaliers. As the Cavies are in the double bonus the rest of the way here in this first half. Game tied at 16. The free throw good. Benty with 3 points, and the Cavaliers lead 17-16. Out comes Jake Coleman and Josh Carndiff back in for Carlinville, and Michael Busman will come off the bench for Gillespie, and Griffle has a seat on the bench for the Miners. And the next toss by Dane Benty is around and out, no good. Michael Busman the rebound. So a 17-16 Carlinville lead. Gillespie with the ball, 3:20 to go first half. Hellman out near midcourt. Pass to the left side, and Edwards had to leap high to grab it. There's Wargo out front with the basketball for the Miners. Get the ball back to Edwards. Back across to Wargo, and right sidelines to Smith. Looking inside, instead comes back out front. Here's Hellman, left side of the key. Couple of dribbles to Edwards. Back around to Smith. Smith back to Hellman. He's open for the three. No good. Rebound by Carndiff for Carlinville. Josh holds on to it. Now he'll bring it into the front court. Long pass to Barry Stewart, who had to leap high to grab it. Cavies lead by a single point, 17-16, 2:40 to go in the first half. Carndiff to the baseline. Cut off there. Gives off to Benty. And I think an illegal pick. An illegal block set by Luke Davis. That'll be his second personal foul, seventh team foul, turnover number 6. And on the that foul will be out of bounds for the Miners. But first things first, timeout on the floor. 2:37 to go in the first half. Carlinville with a one-point lead at 17-16. Back with more right after this one message.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts. WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
There's always something new and tasty on Denny's $2, $4, $6, and $8 value menu. 16 items for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Options for everybody. Denny's $2, $4, $6, $8 value menu. Right on the money, all day, every day. Denny's in Litchfield. And I found the back quarters of Miners inbound the basketball. And that foul called against Barry Stewart of Carlinville, his first, team's 8th. And the Miners will have Trey Wargo at the line for the one in bonus. Illinois leading 6-0 in the Texas Bowl over Baylor. A game you can hear on the Ox, 105.3 WAOX. Free throw by Wargo is missed. So 1-point lead for Carlinville, 2.5 to play for a tap. Benty drives the lane, shot rejected. Here's Brendan Stewart with a putback, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Joey Balzerain for Gillespie. Miners could take the lead with a bucket here. Into the corner to Smith. Back out front comes the Hellman, who has to walk the tightrope along the midcourt stripe. Now they try to feed inside to Busman. He's pushed from behind and ends up tumbling to the ground, and Busman will be at the line for the 1-1. And the foul that time on Dane Benty. His first, team's ninth. So Busman will shoot the 1-1 bonus for Gillespie. Substitutes into the ball game. We'll catch up to him here in just a sec. Got a 17-16 lead for Carlinville. Gillespie has Michael Busman at the line with a 1-1, 2:07 to go in the first half of play. And the Busman, the lefty, puts it up, no good, and a foul on Trey Wargo for pushing off. Wargo gets his first, so they're going to call this a official says he's calling a blocking foul, like an illegal pick, but they were lined up at the free throw line. I don't see how it could be that particular call. Now they're going to go with the two free throws. I think that's the correct call. The officials got together and said, now let's make sure we do this right, and they did. So it looks like Nick Evans will be at the line to shoot two for Carlinville. Cavies lead by a point, 2:05 to go in the first half. Evans, a 6-foot senior, puts it up, and nothing but net. Nick's first point of the night. Carlinville lead by a deuce, 18-16. As the fans continue to roll in preparation for the next two ball games tonight. Evans with the second free throw is good. 19-16, now a 3-point advantage for Carlinville. As the Cavies come with pressure, Wargo gets it into the front court. Free throw line jumper for Gillespie, nothing but net. Wargo's first bucket tonight. 19-18, Cavies with a 1-point lead with less than 2 to go in the first half. Carndiff out front to Stewart. Brendan's three is no good. Somebody got a hand on it, got a hand on his arm. And the foul that time on Busman. His first, two free throws for Brendan Stewart of Carlinville. A 1-point Cavvy lead. Free throw is good. 6 points for Brendan Stewart. Carlinville increases their lead out to 2 now at 20-18. And the next toss is nothing but net. 7 points for Brendan Stewart, 21-18. And a chance for a 3-point play from the charity stripe. As he was fouled behind the arc, this one is short. He is checked into the lineup. He picks it up off the floor. So 21-18 lead for Carlinville. Gillespie with the ball with 100 seconds to play in the first quarter. Out front to Wargo. Free throw line off to Ricky Mock, a junior who's checked into the lineup. They try to get the ball into Mock. Out to Wargo. Free throw line jumper good. Wargo with his second jump shot. Second bucket of the quarter. He's got 4. 21-20. Carlinville by a point with 1:18 to go in the first half. Here's Carndiff, has his pocket picked by Eric Edwards. Edwards slows things up, comes back out behind the arc, gives it out to Wargo. Now to the corner to Tucker. Balzerain back to Wargo straight on. Back to Balzerain, left side of the key. 1 minute to play in the first half. Carlinville 21, Gillespie 20. Gillespie with the basketball. There's Edwards back around to Tucker in the left corner. Balzerain takes a quick look inside. Nobody there. Nothing open. They bring it back out to the top of the key. Now they go inside near the elbow. Tucker drives the baseline, goes for the layup, and he missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Carlinville, and the Cavaliers toss it out of bounds into the stage. Turnover number 8 by Carlinville. Adelmo Marcuri will come in for Carlinville, replacing Nick Evans. 38 seconds remaining in the first half. Carlinville with a 1-point lead at 21-20. Gillespie with the basketball. Wargo. Bounce. Fires the pass out front. Now around to Bowserine, a three-point shot, no good. Kleeman the rebound for Carlinville. Mercury back to Kleeman, down the lane, pulls up, eight-footer good. Kleeman, 3 points. Kyle does a great job of running the floor, 23-20. Three-point lead for Carlinville, 13 seconds to go first half. Miners with the ball. Bowserine comes to the midcourt stripe, 7 seconds to go. Into the corner to Wargo with five. Trey drives into the edge of the lane, puts up the shot, no good. He drew the foul. He'll be at the line for a couple with 1.7 seconds left in the first half. Foul that time on Kyle Kleeman, his second, team's 10th. But Wargo was going to get two out of the deal anyway. First shot is no good. And he's just hit two jump shots from the free throw line, and he misses the free throw. That's how it works sometimes. 23-20 the score remains. Wargo trying to make it a two-point game, and he cannot. And that's it. First half is in the books. At halftime, Carlinville 23, Gillespie 20. Back with some halftime stuff from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament right after these messages.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call, and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
Plan your New Year's open house around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Use Prairie Farms butter to add that extra spark to the special recipe highlighting your buffet. Or create a festive holiday punch using Prairie Farms sherbet, available in several different flavors. This holiday season, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Barry Toe, Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School. We are at halftime of this pool play game between the Carlinville Cavaliers and the Gillespie Miners, as Carlinville has a three-point lead at 23-20. I want to remind you that it's always a good idea to stop by Denny's after an exciting basketball game and continue the party atmosphere with party starters. New appetizers like the Big Dipper. Cheese quesadillas, mozzarella sticks, tortilla chips, celery sticks, and carrots served with two dipping sauces, or the smothered cheese fries, wavy-cut French fries covered with cheese sauce, shredded cheddar cheese, and crumbled bacon served with ranch dressing. Denny's in Litchfield, open 24 hours a day, ready to serve you. Well, it's not been the up-and-back, up-and-down style that Coach Mike Rigoni likes to have it. I think his first half of play has really been more towards Gillespie style of basketball, but the Miners trail by 3 points, 23-20. In our first boys game tonight, Bunker Hill defeated Mount Olive 61-29, so both of those teams end up 1-2 in green pool play.
That means you don't have to do any math tonight.
Well, we still might have to do maybe a little math. We might.
You think?
It's not likely, though.
Okay.
Not likely.
Good.
At this point, I think the last two games are really going to be terrific battles. I mean, obviously, you've got Linkwood-Litchfield in the red pool, both teams undefeated, so the winner automatically goes to the championship. Staunton, the two-time defending champion, going to battle Riverton. If Staunton wins, head-to-head battle, boom, they're in. Riverton wins, boom, they're in. It's pretty much set at this point. I think the only question might be below the championship game level. So
And you would really have, you look at the girls and the boys tournament here, the seedings have really worked out as well as they could possibly work out. Top two seeds on the girls' side will meet for the title tomorrow night at 6:30 here on FM 106. And here we are, the final night of pool play, Terry. And in both pools, we have the two top teams facing off here on the final night, winner take all into the championship game.
And, you know, I think by the time the next game starts, we're going to have a pretty good crowd here. Of course, you got two Montgomery County schools that tend to bring pretty good crowds in Litchfield-Lincolnwood. And then Staunton-Riverton, I think that's going to be a terrific ball game to top off the pool play here at the tournament.
Oh, I absolutely think so. And I think when you have a tournament that has pool play, I think by nature the crowds get bigger as the tournament moves along because, quite frankly, the first couple games, quote-unquote, aren't quite as important. They still have importance. But you see Staunton lose the first night. If they win tonight, they still play for the championship.
Earlier today in the girls' games, in the seventh-place game, Carlinville rebounded nicely. Lady Cavaliers beat Roxana 54-39. Nokomis beat Gillespie in the fifth-place game 65-43. Tomorrow in the third-place game, which will be at noon here at the high school gym, Bunker Hill and Greenfield, that'll be a heck of a battle.
Should be.
Yeah, that should be a terrific battle. So here we are at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Tom Williams informed me the Illini were leading 6-0 in the Texas Bowl.
Two field goals or a missed extra point?
Well, either you're an optimist or a pessimist, Tim.
It's the Illini, so we'll go with the latter.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, oh, my gosh, they can...
But they're winning. So they're winning. All that matters.
That's right. That's right. It's their first bowl appearance in several years since the first year that Coach Zook was there. And, of course, later on tonight after the football game, we've got the Illini taking on Iowa in basketball.
Has this ever happened before where Illinois had a football and a basketball game on the same day?
I did a quick search, and it was very quick today. I cannot find a history where we've had a football and a basketball game involving a bowl game and an Illini basketball game on the same night before.
That's really the only time it would happen. Your football team would have to make a bowl game unless your AD was just asleep at the wheel and scheduled a football game and a basketball game on the same day, but not likely because the seasons don't really overlap that much. So this is a very interesting and unique situation tonight.
Now, although, you know, years ago, early days of the Big Ten Conference, a lot of times they played football games up till Christmas. So, I mean, it's possible. It's possible. But like I said, in just a quick search,
right,
I couldn't turn up anything. So it's possible it's occurred before, but it hasn't in my lifetime, put it that way.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Well, and I'm an old dog, so you know.
Yeah, you're so old.
I'm so old. Here at halftime, Carlinville leads Gillespie 23-20. We'll take a break, come back with more from CHS in just a moment.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad, Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School. 23-20, our halftime lead for the Cavaliers over the Gillespie Miners. Miners got 4 points from Trey Wargo in that first half. Zach Morris with 2, 3 from Peterson, 2 points from Buckman, 2 from Hellman, 6 from Griffel, a single point from Smith. As the Miners turn the ball over a total of 7 times. 4 points from Carnda for Carlinville. Wise had 2, 2 from Davis, 3 from Benty, 7 from Brendan Stewart, 3 from Kleeman, and 2 from Nick Evans. Cavaliers had 8 turnovers in that first half of play.
We look at the Cavaliers showing so far in the holiday tournament. They've been right there in every ball game. Just goes to prove that the record can be deceiving at times because they're 0-2 in full play, but they have given Litchfield everything they wanted. They gave Lincolnwood everything they wanted last night. Here they are with another halftime lead in the final night of pool play.
You know, what I think is going to be really interesting, Tim, is when Litchfield and Carlinville meet again here in conference play, with Carlinville getting their kids back. That should be a heck of a battle, I would think.
One would presume, yes.
Yeah, that'll be one of our broadcast games, too. So here we go, third quarter underway. Gillespie with a basketball. Griffel turns, shoots, and scores from 10 feet away. And Jonathan has 8 points. That makes it a 23-22 ball game. So the Miners come out and hit the early bucket to cut the Cavalier lead down to 1. As we're just underway, here's Brad Wise with the ball. Driving to the left baseline, cut off there. Gives the ball back out to Mark Curie. And he'll try to drop pass out there that Wise had to catch up to. Gives it off to Kleeman, a nice bounce pass into Brendan Stewart, who turns to his left, banks it off the glass, and that was a terrific move by Brendan Stewart.
Had to get over the outstretched arm of Griffel, too. Oh, God.
You know, number one, that's a good move, but number two, he did it fading away.
Yeah.
25-22, Carlinville with a 3-point lead. We're just underway third quarter, Miners with a basketball. Here's Balzerine from the right elbow. His shot doesn't go. The ball on the floor picked up by Mercury for Carlinville. Long pass to Wise. Inside the lane. Stewart off the glass. Too hard. Rebound Kleeman. He turns, shoots. No good. Rebound Trey Wargo for the Miners. Miners could tie it up with a 3-ball. Into the corner. It goes to Peterson. Back to Griffel in the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Or puts up the shot that went through, but it will not count as we had a foul prior to the basket. And the foul is going to be called against the Cavaliers, Kyle Kleeman. That'll be his first, team's first, this half. So unfortunately for Gillespie, Griffel's basket wiped off the board, but the Miners will get it on the baseline. And now we've got a timeout called by the official.
Confusion of the old scorer's table.
Yeah.
Griffel's pat in the top of his head. In college and NBA, that's reset shot clock, but
yeah.
Obviously no shot clock in high school, so I don't know what that indication
that
means.
That means it's my time.
I know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just making that up.
Oh, I believe that.
But, you know, it sounded good.
I was buying what you were selling. You should have gone with it.
A lot of time to see my time. All right. So they are going to charge a foul to Kleeman. That is going to be his third. Team's first this half. Miners inbound the basketball. The shot put up from right underneath by Zach Morris, and Morris draws the foul. Foul's going to be on Carndiff of Carlinville, and that's Josh's third foul, second team foul, and this puts Morris to the charity stripe for Gillespie. Morris had 3 fouls in the first half, along with Peterson for Gillespie. And the Miners at the line, in the person of Zach Morris, his free throw is good. Zach with 3 points tonight. That makes it a 25-23 ball game, and he can make it a 1-point game. With a second charity here. This one is up, and it is no good. A rebound pulled down by Brendan Stewart, and back we come the other direction. Mercury for Carlinville into the front court. Now front to Carndiff. Josh down the lane, jump stop, puts it up. No good. Rebound Griffel. He's fouled by Brendan Stewart. And Stewart will get his second personal foul. Third team foul. Out of bounds from the Miners in the backcourt.
It seems inevitably fair that every basketball game we do of Carnival, it's like for a minute or two stretch, they'll think they're playing football and moves start banging you.
Well, sometimes that's good.
Absolutely.
And now an over and back call against Zach or Joe Balzerine. Joe got trapped right across the midcourt stripe, and in trying to pivot away from the defender, he stepped on the line, so that's turnover number 8 by the Miners. So the ball back to Carlinville. Cavies with a 2-point lead. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Carndiff on the right corner. Back out front to Davis. Luke drives to the left elbow. Out to Mercury. A 3 is up. No good. Rebound by Griffel. And he is fouled by Luke Davis. Davis will get his third personal foul. Now the foul starting to rack up on the Carlinville side of the ledger. That's a third on Davis, fourth team foul. Out of bounds for the Miners again. A lot of these games have come down to free throws. And we haven't really seen a whole lot of good free throw shooting in this tournament this year.
14 fouls just 2 minutes into the second half. That's not a good sign.
6 minutes to go, third quarter. Miners get tied with a two, take the lead with a three. Out front to Balzerain. Balzerain working against the Cavaliers' own defense. Off on the wing. Here's a baseline jumper by Morris. No good. Griffel, the putback is good. 10 points for Jonathan. We're tied at 25. Back come the Cavaliers. They push it up the floor. Into Stewart. In the lane. Turns, shoots, doesn't get it. And we've got a foul on Zach Morris for cutting underneath a man. And Morris for the Miners will pick up his fourth personal foul. First team foul. Out of bounds for the Cavies. On their baseline. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Into Davis, wide open with a 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Balzerain. He lost the handle on it and stolen away by Davis. So the Cavaliers hold on to it. And now here's a blocking foul against Joe Balzerain. It's going to be his first, team second. 25-25 the score. Carlinville will inbound the basketball on their own end of the floor. 5:21 to go in the third quarter. And it's kind of come down to a grind-it-out type of affair here between Carlinville and Gillespie, which really, quite frankly, is not unusual. Around to Mercury, inside to Davis, gives back to Adelmo. He drives, puts it up, missed it. Tip is up and good by Luke Davis. What a terrific play by Davis. After he had to step over some bodies that had crashed to the floor. 27-25, Cavies by two.
Proverbial mass of humanity underneath the basket there.
Like gravity, a gravity well had formed and everybody went down. Here's Griffel trying for the tie, a baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, good by Joey Balzerain. His first bucket tonight, we're tied at 27. Carlinville back on the attack. Carndeth, a bounce pass to Wise in the corner. Back out to Davis on the perimeter. To the free throw line he drives. Has it knocked away. Gives it back out to Mercury after recovering the basketball. Off to Carndeth. Josh working in there against Trey Wargo. Lost his dribble. Back out to Wise around to the left corner. Off to Luke Davis. Davis cut off there on the baseline. Fires it back out to Josh Carndeth. As the Cavaliers reset, 4:13 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 27. Carlinville with the basketball. Litchfield Lincolnwood coming up next, followed by Staunton Riverton. Brendan Stewart takes the ball to the hole, and he missed it. The ball falls into the hands of Brad Wise. He tries to put back and draws the foul. Foul that time on Joey Balzerain of Gillespie, his second, team's third, and two free throws coming up. I think they're going to give him two, right?
I believe so, yes.
For Brad Wise. Free throw up and short for Brad. So the score remains tied at 27. As Morris will leave for Gillespie, Jesse Smith will enter. Looks like Davis is out for Carlindale, and Kleeman is back in, I believe. And also, looks like Dane Benty has entered a Carlindale lineup as well.
Lots of intensity in this game because you never want to go 0-3 in pool play.
And the next free throw, no good. And the ball rebounded by Gillespie. That's Austin Peterson with the rebound. Just under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Gillespie with the basketball. We're tied at 27. Here's Wargo. Out front to Balzerain, to Griffel. He drives a baseline shot. Blocked nicely in there by Kyle Kleeman. Back come the Cavaliers with the ball. Carndeth. Drives down to the edge of the lane, pulls up a 15-footer, no good. Fenty knocks the ball out of bounds. It's going to belong to Gillespie. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Winners of the next two games will play for the championship tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here on FM 106 and on the internet at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Turnover by the Miners. Cavaliers and the Miners tied at 27, and now here's a player control foul called against Dane Benty as he ran over the top of Jesse Smith.
And that's about as easy as the block charge call can get for an official.
Yeah.
That was lower in the shoulder, defender clearly set.
And 3 feet in front of you.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, literally. So that's the fifth team foul, the ninth turnover by Carlinville in the game. We're tied at 27. And the next person that scores wins. 3:13 to go in the third period. A long pass down the floor, tipped out of bounds. This game got off to a pretty quick start, and then all of a sudden it just slowed down.
Been a lot of whistles here in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Eight total fouls and not even 5 minutes
well,
of action.
Well, you know, Tim, you're talking about two rivals here,
right.
and you don't really want to let things get out of control. So these guys are going to try and keep things in check as much as possible, I think. A little over three to go in the third quarter. Miners will inbound the basketball right in front of the WSMI sign in front of the stage. Here's a shot from the corner. No good by Balzerain. Right, the Cavaliers bring it down the floor, and here's a bounce pass from Jake Coleman. He was trying to hit one of his buddies on the way, and it was Brad Wise, and the Miners kicked it out of bounds.
It was a very nice play by Dane Vinci on the outlet. He got the rebound and kind of all in one motion shoveled it on the bounce ahead through traffic.
I think Benty might have been actually off balance, Tim, and just figured that was about the only way he could get the ball out.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked great. Now we've got a foul. Coming out this one against the Cavaliers. And this one is against Jake Coleman. That's going to be his first, team six. Out of bounds for the Miners one more time before the bonus kicks in. Just under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 27-27 the score.
You have to say Gillespie has an advantage now. The next foul, they'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way. Still 11 minutes left in the game.
So the Miners will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Peterson, charged with that job, gets the ball into Trey Wargo. Wargo hounded in the backcourt. Back across to Peterson. A long pass ahead to Jesse Smith. He goes underneath for Griffel. Jonathan spins to his right from a bad angle. Hits the side of the backboard. And it's out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Miners. Jonathan got a little bit too far down on the baseline and really didn't have much of an angle that time. Tied at 27, 2:45 to go, third quarter. Miners inbound the ball out front to Joey Balzerain. Joe had it knocked away, picks it back up, gives to Griffel. Wargo for the three from the corner is no good. Tip, no good. Out with it is Dane Benty. Here come the Cavies on the fly. Benty down the lane, drives in, bangs it off the glass. It's picked up by Kleeman, who puts it up and in. Kleeman cleaning up from behind. He's got five.
Benty had a huge smile on his face. He took off from the foul line.
Dane, guys around here don't do stuff like that. 29-27. But he had fun trying, didn't he?
It worked.
Griffel ties the ball game on the other end. He's got 12 and we're tied at 29.
Yeah.
Throw it as hard as you can off the backboard. Right out to your teammate. Here's Kleeman driving the baseline. He'll put it up and in. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Basket will count. The foul that time on Jonathan Griffel. That's going to be John's third, team's fourth. As Carlinville takes a two-point lead, 31-29. Kleeman now with 7 points on the evening. A minute 58 to go in the third quarter.
I like Kyle Kleeman. He just seems to have a very well-rounded game, the mid-range, in at the paint, outside as well.
And the thing of it is, as the game goes deeper into the contest, he seems to get a little better.
He does.
He seems to really to focus in, and boy, he's a good guy to have on the floor.
And only a sophomore.
Yeah. There's a lot of young, a lot of youth out there.
Yes, there is.
In this ball game. Carlinville leads by two. Gillespie has the ball with a minute 50 to go, and now a blocking foul on Barry Stewart in the backcourt. Barry's going to get his second, team seventh, so the 1-1 is kicked in for Gillespie as Trey Wargo will step up to the charity stripe. Miners were only 3 of 8 from the line in that first half of play. And Wargo will get the 1-1. 5'8 senior. Lines it up, puts it up, and gets it. Trey with a nickel's worth of points tonight. That makes it...
No, two-point free throw.
Two-point free throw. New rule? Nope. Now it's right. Well, the scoreboard reads 32-31. Should be 31-31.
That's a pretty good deal when you get 3 points for two free throws.
They must have had a coupon with that, Tim. 100 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The scoreboard reads Gillespie 32, Carlinville 31.
There
now
is.
They change it back. There you go, guys. That's easy enough to do. Carlinville with the basketball. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Carndiff. A little fadeaway shot. No good. He drew the foul. And the foul is called against Trey Wargo of Gillespie. That's his second, team's fifth. And two charities coming up for Josh Carndiff of Carlinville. We're tied at 31 with 1-2-3 showing on the clock. Free throw is up and good. It's off the back of the rim and drops through. Carndiff with five tonight. 32-31 Cavaliers. And back in for Gillespie. is Eric Edwards, the senior. He's replacing Trey Wargo. Cardiff's next toss, another Manette. He's got six. Cavvy lead by a deuce, 33-31. And the Miners facing pressure in the backcourt. There's Peterson getting the ball into Court Hellman. Back to Austin Peterson. Peterson in across the line on the left sideline. Back out to Court Hellman. Here's Edwards out front with the ball. Bounce pass off to Jesse Smith. Inside to Bussman. He goes back door to Peterson off the glass and in, and game tied. Peterson with five tonight. We're tied at 33. Minute to go, third quarter. Cavvies with the basketball. Here's Carndiff at the top of the key. Steps up at the free throw line. His shot's an air ball. And it's out of bounds. It's going to belong to Gillespie.
Good defense that time for the Miners. That was a contested look for Carndiff.
Peterson will inbound the basketball with 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. He gets the ball in to Michael Bussman. Bussman flips the ball back to Peterson. Bounce pass ahead to Edwards. Still in the backcourt. Now they're in trouble. Loose ball. People diving for it. And now, is there going to be timeout called? Miners are going to get timeout called. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Your score, Carlinville 33, Gillespie 33. Back with more right after this.
First National Bank has committed $2,500 in matching donations to food pantries in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville this holiday season. Join us in helping others by stopping by or mailing your donation to your local F&B banking center. Call 229-3701 for details. First National Bank, member FDIC, and your community.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Peterson tries the three-point attempt for Gillespie. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Carlinville with 34 seconds to go in this third quarter. The game tied at 33. Gee, it's Carlinville and Gillespie, and we're tied. Heading down towards the fourth quarter. Imagine that.
Who would have ever seen this?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody would have thought that. Here's Barry Stewart out front. He fires a bullet pass down the lane, and I think he caused about four bruises on four different people. That ball deflected off of two or three or four different people in the lane before it went out of bounds.
Kyle Clay was thinking, what did I do to you? Whistle that puppy.
Bernie Zovic says, can that kid pitch?
Can you throw a curve?
Can you throw a curve? That's all you got to do. Throw a curve, we're okay. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Game tied at 33. Carlinville will inbound the ball on their own baseline. Comes in to Nick Evans in the corner. Barry Stewart, the three, no good. The ball tipped out. Edwards had it. Knocked away by the Cavaliers into the backcourt where Barry Stewart chases it down. A long pass ahead to Carndiff. He tries to feed off to Evans. That pass deflected away. A big scrum on the floor. Looks like a rugby match is broken out here. And a jump ball called. It's going to belong to the Cavaliers. Now things are starting to get a little exciting.
Kids in these towns are never afraid of a little contact.
No, absolutely not. 4.7 seconds to go. The ball goes into Kleeman, and he gets hammered on. Take your choice of about three people.
Yeah, they all three fouled him.
Yeah.
It's a matter of who you pick.
And the foul is going to go on Bussman. That's going to be his second. Team six. 3.4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Carlinville to inbound on their baseline. Game tied at 33. Carndiff the trigger man. Out on the wing to Kleeman. He tries to flip the ball back inside, and now here's Carndiff falling on the stage. Just threw the ball to the basket. It comes up way off the mark. So after three quarters of play, we have decided nothing. It's Carlinville 33, Gillespie 33. Back with the fourth quarter in just 60 seconds.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. The Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. And by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Yes, indeedy. From the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament, our broadcast coverage continues. Two more games after this matchup with Litchfield and Lincolnwood, and then to top off the evening, Staunton and Riverton to wrap up pool play tonight. Fourth quarter underway as Carlinville knocks the ball out of bounds after Gillespie inbounded to start the quarter. So the Miners inbound on their baseline now. Ball comes out front to Wargo. Edwards back around to Zach Morris in the right corner. Off to Griffel, way outside. Jonathan takes one dribble, about a step closer to the free throw lane. Here's a three by Peterson from the left side, no good. And now falling down with a basketball is Brendan Stewart. I wonder if did he twist an ankle maybe? No, he seems to be okay. Of course, Brendan was injured earlier this year. And they just got him back earlier this season. He missed the first, three or four games probably of the season as the Cavaliers are trying to get healthy.
I think he had a shoulder injury at the end of football, I know.
Yeah. He and Brendan Stewart and Josh Carnduff were all injured early on. Here's a steal, and now Barry Stewart in for the layup is fouled. And he'll be at the line for two. Foul that time on Trey Wargo of Gillespie, his third, team seventh. And Barry Stewart at the charity stripe to shoot two for Carlinville. Neither team very good from the line tonight. As Carlinville 11 of 21, now 11 of 22 from the charity stripe as Barry Stewart misses the free throw. Game tied at 33, 7:22 to go in the contest. And a couple more folks coming in. Here's Joey Balzerain re-entering. Court Hellman coming back in for Gillespie. Edwards is out. Wargo is out. 33-33 the score. And the 5'10 freshman Barry Stewart, the free throw is good. At this first point tonight, Carlinville now with a 34-33 lead. As the Miners will inbound the basketball following a substitution. As Peterson gets the ball in to Balzerain. Back to Austin Peterson. A long pass down the floor to Griffel, and the ball knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Dane Benty. So a break for the Miners. That was an awful long pass. Gave the defense a long time to react. Miners will get the ball on their own end of the floor. The ball into the backcourt to Hellman. Court brings it across the line. Bounce pass off to Balzerain. Back to Hellman. Now Griffel at the free throw line. Drives down. Gives it into the corner to Peterson. A three is up. No good. Rebound on the weak side by Morris. He goes in strong and a foul on the floor. Put Zach Morris at the line. Foul that time was on Kyle Kleeman. That's his fourth. Team's eighth. 1-1 now for Zach Morris of Gillespie. Zach, the 6-foot senior for the Miners. Both these teams looking for their first win in pool play tonight. Free throw up, free throw good. 4 points for Zach, who's played with foul trouble tonight. He had three early fouls, picked up a fourth early in the second half. Now has 4 points, game tied at 34. 7:01 to go in the contest. Next free throw by Morris is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Josh Carnduff for Carlinville. He quickly gets it into the front court, takes the ball to the hole, and missed the layup. Rebound pulled down by Balzerain. Back come the Miners. Austin Peterson into the front court along the right sideline. Looks for help out front to Balzerain. Now to Griffel at the right elbow. Jonathan fakes, drives down, puts it up and in, and a chance for the three-point play. Nice move by Jonathan Griffel. He's got 14. Miners now lead 36-34. And the foul that time called against Josh Carnduff. That's going to be his fourth. Check that, his third. His third. Team's ninth. And Griffel's free throw attempt is missed. Rebound Zach Morris. He goes up strong. Missed it. Tipped by Griffel. No good. And the rebound by Josh Carnduff of Carlinville. 6.5 to go in the game. Miners 36. Carlinville 34. Carlinville with the basketball. Carnduff. Down to the right corner he goes. Josh fires it back out front to Luke Davis. Davis goes down low to Mark Curry. Adelmo posting up, now gives it into the corner. Off to Benty. Dane steps up, puts it off the glass. No good. A good job of blocking out that time. by the Miners as Denti comes around and tries to slap the ball away from Zach Morris, and Dane's going to get the foul. That's going to be his third personal foul, the 10th team foul. So two free throws now.
Texas Bowl is at the half, Terry. Illinois, 16. Baylor, 20.
Really?
Yep.
Cool. And a big game for the Illini basketball team as Big Ten conference play opens up tonight at Iowa. You know, that's not an easy place to play.
Any road conference win you can get is a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. Two free throws coming up for Morris. First toss is good. Back now with 5 points. The Miners lead 37-34. Just a little over 6 minutes to go in the game. Benty is out, and back in Brendan Stewart for Carlinville.
All the Illini stuff on the Ox tonight.
Yes. 105.3. Next toss from Morris is bingo. 6 points for Zach. 4-point lead for the Miners. That's probably the biggest lead of the night. 38-34. Miners with a 4-point advantage. Cavaliers with a basketball. Mark Curry with it out front. Adelmo around to the left side. Carnda from 17. No good. And he is hit. And he will be at the line for two free throws. Found that time on Joe Balzerain. His third, team's eighth. Two charities coming up for Josh Carndiff of Carlinville. Free throw good. Josh with seven. That makes it a 3-point ball game. Gillespie 38, Carlinville 35. And Josh Carndiff, the 5'11 senior, with another opportunity. This toss is right off the money as well. 8 points for Josh.
So you just wonder if this game will come down to who can play the best defense these last 6 minutes without fouling.
Yeah.
Both teams in the bonus.
38-36, Miners with the lead and the ball. Just under six to go in the contest. Here's Morris with it along the sidelines. Out front to Peterson, now to Trey Wargo. They give it off to Court Hellman. Hellman lost the handle on it, got it back. Wargo back out front to Peterson as the Miners have spread the floor now. Wargo out near midcourt, near the center jump circle. Back to Peterson along the sidelines to Griffel near the left elbow. Backdoor Morris layup good. Good ball movement by the Miners. It paid off. They've 8 points for Morris and a 4-point lead for Gillespie, 40-36. 5:18 to go in the ball game.
You got a big guy who can pass like Griffel can. The high post can be a very productive area.
And a terrific move by Brendan Stewart. He drove down the lane in a little hook and banked it off the glass and in. Stewart with 11. That makes it 40-38. So the Miners lead cut to two with 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Wargo into the front court for Gillespie. To Griffel. Jonathan drives the baseline, banks it off the glass and in. He's got 16, and that makes it 42-38. Gillespie back up by four. 4:50 to go in the game. Carndiff comes back the other direction for Carlinville. Into the corner, a bounce pass to Brad Wise. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It will belong to the Cavaliers on the sideline. Apparently, Court Hellman had the last touch on it for the Miners. And Wise will toss it into Carndiff. A little over 4.5 minutes remaining in this game. This game has been close from the get-go. Here's Stewart right on top of the arc. Got it. Brendan Stewart with a two. He's got a baker's dozen tonight. 42-40. A 2-point Gillespie lead. Miners with the ball. Just under 4.5 to go in the game. Here's Wargo in the backcourt. And a player control foul as Wargo stuck out the elbow. You can see it all the way up here. A player control foul. That's his fourth. Team's ninth, turnover 13 by the Miners, and the ball will go back to Carlinville near midcourt. Trey was just trying to get himself a little breathing room down there.
Yep, got to put your body between the defender and the ball. That's how you do it without committing the foul.
So the ball will go back to the Cavaliers with 4:24 remaining. A two would tie it. A three would give the Cavs the lead. Here's Mark Curry into the corner to Davis. Back out front to Carniff. Now a foul away from the ball. A holding foul. Blocking foul against the Miners. And I think that's it for Zach Morris. Yep. Zach is fouled out of this ball game. He leaves with 4:18 remaining. And he'll end up with 8 points on the night. And it looks like Jesse Smith will replace him. That is the 10th team foul. So everything from here on is 2-2-2. And Mark Curry at the line to shoot two. Adelmo has not scored tonight. And still not in the scoring column. He misses the first free throw attempt. Score remains Gillespie 42, Carlinville 40. 4:18 to go in this ball game. And the next toss. Adelmo hits this one. his first point of the night, and we're down to a one-point lead, 42-41. Gillespie with the lead, the ball. Long pass to Griffle, intercepted by Brendan Stewart. Turnover 14 by the Miners. Davis back out to Carnda. Right side, Adelmo for three. No good. Griffle the rebound for Gillespie. 4 minutes to go in the game. Miners lead by a single point. Here's Hillman at midcourt. Off to Peterson to Griffle. Backdoor pass to Smith, kicked off the foot of Josh Carnduff out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Miners on the baseline as Joey Balzerain will come back in for Gillespie. That's he will replace Austin Peterson.
That's all effort from Carnduff right there. Yeah. He was behind the play and went a full sprint the whole way to track it down.
And that's that cavalier speed that we've talked so much about this week. They're able to do that. They're like deer out there, man. They just giddy up and go.
Whew.
Miners will inbound the basketball, holding on to a one-point lead. The pass knocked away, but Wargo picks it up. Turn, shoots from 10, no good. Rebound, weak side, Smith, the putback, good. Jesse Smith with 3 points tonight, and a three-point lead for the Miners at 44-41. 3:40 to go in the game. Carlinville with the basketball. Carnden, right side down to the corner. Out to Brad Wise. Wise to the free throw line. Handed the ball right to Joe Balzerain. Turnover number 12 by Carlinville.
Put it off his foot.
Balzerain into the front court. Back to Hellman. Miners with a three-point lead and 3:20 to go in the game. Griffle open in the lane from 12 feet away. Good! He hits it, and he gets fouled. And the foul that time is on Brad Wise. That's going to be his second personal foul. Jonathan Griffle now with 18 points on the evening. Miners lead by a nickel's worth, 46-41, and Jonathan's free throw is up, no good. Rebound by Smith. The putback is up and good. Smith with five, and the Miners have a seven-point lead at 48-41. 3:08 to go in the ballgame. Cavaliers now on the attack, down by 7 points. Here's Kleeman to Wise. Free throw line jumper. Good! Brad Wise with a nice move. Got his feet set after coming off a pick. 48-43. Miners with the lead. The ball and 2:50 to go. Griffle drives the baseline. Jonathan lays it up. No good. Gets his rebound, and he is fouled by Kleeman. Kleeman will get his fifth personal foul, I do believe. Yep. And Kyle Kleeman will foul out of the ball game. With 2:46 remaining, and Luke Davis will replace him. Meanwhile, Jonathan Griffle at the free throw line for the Miners with 18 points. I don't know about you, but if I'm the Miners, get the ball to Jonathan.
Absolutely. Add him to the list of the highly skilled big man in this tournament.
Get it into the big guy. He can shoot some free throws. He misses this one. Score remains 48-43, but he can move on the baseline. He's got some moves down there.
Absolutely. Mike Cicconi had Luke Davis at the table to get Kleeman out with the fourth foul, but the problem was he got number five before the next whistle.
And now Griffle with the free throw. Jonathan with 19 points and a six-point lead for the Miners, 49-43. 2:44 to go in the game. Cavaliers with the basketball. Still not a panic mode. Plenty of time to go in this ball game if you're the Cavaliers. And if you're the Miners, the clock's not moving fast enough. Here's Carnduff with it. Had it poked away. Josh gets it back, and now a foul. This one might have been away from the ball. And this one is on Balzerain. Joe gets his fourth. Carnduff at the line to shoot two for Carlinville. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Tim Myers will be along with the Litchfield Lincolnwood call in our second game of the evening. In just a few minutes, Carnduff hits the first of two. Josh with 9 points tonight. Makes it a five-point game, 49-44. And you can get the Miners' lead down to four, and this one's an air ball. And it'll be out of bounds. If you're wondering, the free throw shooter is required to at least hit the rim.
Yes.
Backboard doesn't count.
No, it does not.
No. You have to hit the rim. That's a rule. Here's Wargo in the backcourt for the Miners. Has the ball poked away. It's knocked out of bounds on a good effort, though, by Adelmo Marcuri trying to break up the play. He dove to the floor, but the Miners will get it back with 2:23 remaining. Gillespie leading 49-44. Miners to inbound the basketball. Cavaliers come with pressure. Inbound pass to Hellman. It comes off a court's foot out of bounds. Turnover 15 by Gillespie. So the Cavaliers force the turnover and will get the ball back on their own end of the floor. Carnduff the trigger man. Ball comes in to Brendan Stewart. Back to Josh. Carnduff for three, and no good. An air ball, in fact, as Hellman hauls it in underneath. Miners with a 5-point lead in the basketball. Wargo to Smith from 15. Good! Smith's feeling it. He's got 7 tonight. 51-44.
A big shot right there from the baseline.
Huge shot. 7-point lead for the Miners. Carndiff drives the lane, puts it off the glass and in. 11 points for Josh, 51-46. Cuts the Miners lead down to a Nicholsworth with a minute 50 to go. Miners with the ball. Here's Wargo into the front court. Down to Griffel. Jonathan drives in. Made the basket, but a foul on the floor. And Griffel will get 2 free throws for the Miners. 102 seconds left in this game. Been close all night, but the Miners have pulled out in front here late in the contest. They have a 5-point advantage, and 6'4 senior Jonathan Griffel at the line to shoot 2. John hits the first one. He's got 20 tonight, 52-46. And Griffel with 20 points on the evening, shooting for lucky number 21. And he got it. And the Miners lead 53-46, and they steal the inbound pass. Bowserine comes up with it. And now the Cavies are under the gun. And the Miners will run out the clock and maybe shoot some free throws. Here's the ball tipped into the back court. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Gillespie. Last touch in there by Mark Curie, who made a diving effort near the jump circle.
That was great, Austin.
And the Miners will inbound the ball. But first things first, 1:28 to go in this contest. Gillespie 53, Carlinville 46. Timeout on the floor. We'll come back with more from the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament in 40 seconds.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Barry Toe, Tim Mines back at Carlinville High School. Less than 90 seconds to go in regulation in this contest. Gillespie leads Carlinville 53-46. And the Miners will get the ball back after it was knocked out of bounds. And the trigger man will be Bowserine into Trey Wargo. Wargo working against pressure in the backcourt. Comes to the stripe, gives it off to Bowserine. Joe takes it across the line. Double team, and now a reach-in foul against the Cavaliers. This is probably against Luke Davis. Or Brad Wise, one or the other. Take your choice. Who's it going to be? Brad Wise. And that's going to be his third. Meanwhile, Joe Bowserine steps to the line to shoot 2 for the Miners with a minute 18 to go. Free throw up. Free throw good. Bowserine with 3. Miners lead by 8. 54-46. And another free throw forthcoming from the 5'10 senior. As the Miners look for their first win in pool play, the next toss good. 4 points for Bowserine. 55-46, biggest lead of the night for the Miners is 9. 75 seconds to go in the game. Cavvy with the ball. Here's Carndiff. A turnaround jumper in the lane is good. He's got a baker's dozen. That makes it 55-48. So Carlinville cuts the Gillespie lead down to 7. And there's timeout on the floor. 69 seconds to go in the ball game. Miners lead by 7. Back with more after this one message.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
1 minute, 9 seconds to go in the ball game. Gillespie holding on to a 7-point advantage, 55-48. Game's been close from the get-go tonight. Miners will inbound the basketball to Eric Edwards. Edwards now double teamed in the backcourt. They've got him forced back to the baseline. Miners are running out of time. And now the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it comes off the hands, apparently, of Joe Balzerain. Turnover 16 by the Miners.
That's all the athletes Carlinville have. This should be something they feel comfortable doing.
Yeah. So a minute exactly to go in the game. Here's Brendan Stewart with the basketball. Lost the handle on it. Chases it down into the corner. Davis is going to drive the baseline. Lays it up and in. Davis with a half a dozen. That makes it 55-50. And cuts the Gillespie lead to 5 points. 49 seconds to go in the ball game. Well, we've got it here. I'll tell you that Denny's is the place for kids. The kids' menu is all about fueling up with fun. With favorite items like Tim Mai's favorite chocolate chip and pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
And track and cheese. There's something for even the pickiest eater.
Speaking my language,
there
Dave.
You go. And remember, parents, kids eat free Tuesday and Saturday nights from 4 to 10 with the purchase of an adult entree. So take the kids to Denny's in Litchfield. Denny's is the place for families.
And I don't know who the genius is who decided to put chocolate chip in pancakes, but that person should be recognized on some national platform somehow.
Brilliant. In the National Food Hall of Fame or something.
Give him something. Well,
chocolate chips right there.
Give that person some sort of award.
Do you ever take a handful of chocolate chips and a swig of milk?
I've been known to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. 5-point lead for the Miners. They inbound the basketball, and now a foul in the backcourt as Eric Edwards gets double teamed, and the foul is going to be called against, we're going to have to wait for the board on this one, probably Luke Davis.
Yep.
He was in the neighborhood. That's Luke's fourth. At the free throw line for Gillespie will be Eric Edwards, the senior. He has not scored in the game yet tonight, and he has now with his first free throw. That gives the Miners a 6-point lead, 56-50. This is a big free throw. This would make it a 3-possession game for Carlinville. Next toss is up, and that just might have sealed it. 2 points for Edwards, 57-50. Miners by 7 with 46 seconds to go in the game. Cavaliers into the front court. Carnda off to Mark Urey. Around it comes to Brad Wise. Edge of the lane to Brendan Stewart. 10-footer in and out. No good. And now a foul against the Miners. This one's against Edwards. His first. And to the charity stripe will be Luke Davis for Carlinville. He'll shoot two. 35 seconds remaining. 7-point lead for Gillespie. And the free throw by Luke Davis is missed. So the best Luke can do right now is get it down to a 6-point differential. Luke's a 6-foot junior. The free throw good. He has 7 tonight. 57-51. Gillespie with the 6-point lead. And just a little over a half a minute to play in this ball game. A tough battle between two teams that are considered arch rivals. Here's Trey Wargo getting the inbound pass and a foul against Luke Davis, and that's going to be it for Luke. He is fouled out of this contest with 34 seconds remaining. And Trey Wargo will get the honor of shooting a couple of free throws for the Miners as it's the march to the free throw line here late in this ballgame. 57-51, Miners with a 6-point lead, 34 seconds to go in the contest. Lincolnwood Litchfield coming up next. And to top it off, Staunton Riverton. On the final night of pool play here at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Trey Wargo with 7 points tonight.
This might sound funny, but Carlinville's going to finish 0-3 in pool play, but I've been impressed with them each and every game.
Yeah. If you saw them earlier this year and you've seen them now, completely different team. Second free throw missed. Wargo gets the rebound, puts it up, and is fouled again. He'll get a couple more. 58-51. Miners lead by 7 now, down to 31 seconds. And again, Cavaliers are just getting people back from being injured, and that makes a lot of difference. They have to play themselves back into shape, kind of get into the swing of things. And I think by the end of the year, their record may not be the greatest, but they may not be a team you want to see towards the postseason.
Oh, absolutely. As far as chemistry and continuity goes, they're closer to a Thanksgiving tournament than a holiday tournament.
Absolutely. A couple of free throws by Wargo. He has 9. That makes it 60-51, a 9-point lead for the Miners with a half a minute to play. Here's Wise, a 3-pointer. Around and out, no good. And a foul from underneath. We'll put Jake Pullman at the line. And this foul called against Balzerain, and he has fouled out of the ball game with 25 seconds to go in the contest. And Miners coach Terry Allen.
In a game like this, the coach thinking, maybe I should address a few more kids on varsity.
Who have I got left down there? Austin Peterson comes on in. So it's a 9-point lead with 25 seconds to go. Miners leading Carlinville, 60-51. Cavies have at the free throw line Jake Pullman.
Good crowd filing in.
Free throw is missed. On Pullman's first attempt on the night. And this one is pretty much over at this point, as the crowd indeed is increased substantially in preparation for our final two games. Pullman with a point. That makes it 60-52. Miners with a 6-point lead and 25 seconds to go. They get the ball in. Comes ahead to Wargo. Wargo front court to Griffle. Bounce pass off to Smith. Jesse lost the handle on it out of bounds. Turnover 17. Now back to an 8-point lead for Gillespie, 60-52, 18 seconds to go. There comes Barry Stewart back in for Carlinville. He's going to replace Jake Pullman. As Barry probably put back in for his ability to pop the three ball. Here's Stewart into the front court, into the corner. A three is up by Mark Curie. No good. Rebound pulled down by Peterson. He fires it back to Griffle. 8 seconds to go in this ball game, and this one is all but over. 6 seconds. Wargo down the lane, in for the layup. He missed it, but the putback by Smith is good, and that'll do it. Smith finishes with 9 points in the final. The Gillespie Miners, 62. The Carlinville Cavaliers, 52. So in pool play, the Miners go 1-2. Cavaliers go 0-3 in this 2010 edition of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament.